We are a nonprofit organization that fundraises for type 1 diabetes research.
And how do you do that?
The fundraising, we have a couple different ways we do it. Around here, we do the Walk to Cure Diabetes every year. Other parts of the country do galas, they do golf tournaments, they do a ride where you can do a bike ride, that kind of thing. But in South Dakota, we primarily do the walk and the ride.
And where does this money go?
The money goes towards type 1 diabetes research. JDRF takes the money and gives grants to research facilities, not only in the U.S., but across the world for research on type 1.
Is JDRF kind of a place to go for information as well and support? Do you do any of that outreach, I guess?
Absolutely. We have outreach as well. We have toolkits for the schools. So when a school has a student with type 1, it helps them to understand the disease and how the teachers and the staff and the kids can work better with that individual to keep them safe while they're away from mom and dad.
Are we seeing more children with type 1 diabetes?
There is an increase. On average, about 40 kids and 40 adults are diagnosed every day across the country.
Okay. So, and obviously the learning curve can be quite steep as far as changing your lifestyle.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean they can't have the sweets. It's just they have to know what their glucose level is and then what they are going to eat. And then they have to either take insulin by a pump or by shots in order to take care of that sugar that's in their blood system.
Do you have access to more information? Is there a website that people can access?
Absolutely. JDRF.org is our website, and they can get all kinds of information for kids, but also adults who are newly diagnosed, or if someone's been diagnosed for 20 years and just kind of wants to get refreshed on some things, we have information for them as well.
Coming up Saturday, January 25th, it's the JDRF Walk to Cure Diabetes. What happens?
Well, at 7:30 in the morning, our families and our corporate teams and all our supporters come out and they get registered. They come out. We have vendors, activities for the kids. We have inflatables and Mr. Twister and face painting, all kinds of things. And then at 9 o'clock, we line everybody up and we do a walk, and it is inside, so it's no measured distance or anything, but we walk for about 45 minutes, and we have about 3,000 people that come out to the walk every year.
Talk about the money you raised last year and what you hope to raise this year.
Well, we raised over $250,000 last year, and our goal this year is to raise $285,000. And what's really interesting is the South Dakota chapter, we actually send about 93% of those dollars off directly to research. So we're a very efficient group, which is great.
So how do I get involved if I want to get in on the Walk to Cure Diabetes?
You can go to walk.jdrf.org. And that has the information. You just put in South Dakota and you'll find the information for our walk. You can register, form a team. There's still time. You can still do that.
Can I show up on the day of the walk?
Absolutely.
Okay. And how do we raise money? How do you raise money through this?
We have a lot of different options. There's an online system where you can just email your friends and family, coworkers to make a donation online, or you can just collect the money in your office or with your family and friends and bring it the day of the walk.
Okay. And again, 93%, you said, goes to research?
Last year, 93% of the dollars raised in South Dakota went to research.
And you want to talk about your Child Walk Ambassador this year?
We have two ambassadors this year. Our child ambassador, her name is Caden, great young gal who's 10 years old. And then Justin Lovren is our adult ambassador, who was actually diagnosed as an adult.